Welcome to the show. In 2012, according to Governor Rick Snyder's office, Michigan companies exported 22% more goods and materials to China than in 2011, and Chinese foreign investment reached $1 billion. Such numbers make clear why Governor Snyder on Wednesday left for China and Japan on a 9-day investment mission. This is the governor's third trip to Asia since taking office, illustrating his commitment to bringing more direct foreign investment into the state. He's being accompanied by staff from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as well as executives from 15 different Michigan companies. Back with us to help break down Michigan's business connections to China is Tom Watkins. Tom's an education policy and China expert, former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools, and he was recently tapped to run the Detroit Wayne County Community Mental Health Authority. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Mark. Thank you.
You're wearing more hats than ever.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Tell us briefly about the Detroit Wayne County mental health appointment here.
Well, this really is a great opportunity. The Mental Health Authority, which is appointed, 6 members by the mayor, 6 by the county executive, and we are a new day. We serve over 70,000 people with serious mental illness, developmental disabilities, and soon to be people with substance abuse disorders. And our goal is to provide the highest level of care and maximize the taxpayers' resources.
Busier than ever. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's talk about China here, though. What will Governor Snyder and the others in the Michigan delegation be focusing on during this trip? Do you know?
Well, yeah, absolutely. What they're focusing on is, as your lead talked about, and that is attracting Chinese investment. The Chinese are expected to invest over $1 trillion around the globe over the next decade. And Governor Snyder and the MEDC are very wisely positioning Michigan to be a magnet for that investment. The second aspect to that is, as well, is exporting our goods and services to China. Over the last 3 decades, over 400 million people have risen up out of abject poverty into the middle and upper middle class in China. There's an expectation that over 300 million people will leave the countryside in China over the next decade. Imagine the entire population of the United States leaving the countryside, moving into urban environments. Mm. This is creating tremendous opportunities to grow opportunity, investment, and jobs in the state of Michigan, and Governor Snyder wisely sees as an opportunity. While some will look at China and see it as a threat, the governor is seeking ways to make sure that China's rise doesn't come in our demise, and in fact, we can learn to surf and ride this wave as well.
Is there any justification for interpreting increased Chinese investment as any kind of threat?
No, not at all. Look, in this state, we have investment from a lot of people from around the globe, whether it's German, Japanese, Korean, ways that we can build together relationships that grow and create jobs in this state, whether it's in manufacturing. Next year, automotive, part of the old Delphi, and General Motors steering and gear up in Saginaw. That plant was slated to close. Jobs were going to go away. A Chinese investor came in and saved not only white-collar jobs, but literally thousands of blue-collar UAW jobs, and they're growing to this day. It's that kind of investment, and not only is it good for those men and women at that particular plant, it has a spillover effect. Oftentimes, a dollar will stay in a community and circulate over 8 times, whether it's the dry cleaner, the barber, the local diner, it's people eating out at the Big Boy in the subway. These are dollars, when they come into Michigan, create jobs, create hope, and create opportunity for our citizens.
If the governor's successful, Tom, in attracting more investment from China, what economic sectors in the state are likely to be on the receiving end? Is that clear? We've already been lucky enough to get quite a bit of Chinese investment. Is a pattern in play already?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the 22% increase here in Michigan over the last year, $1 billion in new investment, that creates jobs, hopes, and opportunity. But let's just look right around the corner at Michigan State University. this year, about 12% of their incoming freshman class will come from China. Likely, at a Michigan university today, is a leader of China tomorrow. Developing those relationships can pay tremendous dividends down the road, whether it's in agriculture and shipping our blueberries, our cherries, our corn, our sugar beets. It's our knowledge from our universities. We're seeing more Chinese students come in and attend not only our universities, but our high schools and middle schools as well. But we can tap into healthcare. It's often said that in China, that the country must grow rich before it grows old. Its aging population is an area where we have expertise. The healthcare industry, solar panel, wind panel, you name it, Michigan has much of what the Chinese want and need. The other, which Governor is focusing on today, and that is Chinese tourism. China is exporting not only its students to here, which creates opportunities for Michigan, but also the Chinese are branching out and traveling around the world. We have two direct flights into Shanghai and Beijing, the nation's capital, and their New York City, their big financial center in Shanghai. Direct flights that come in here. We have to make sure that we create an opportunity for the Chinese citizens to see the Great Lakes, to tour the beautiful sites we have here in Michigan. To that end, I've worked with a colleague, Corallo Chen, who produced a book, a picture book of Michigan. People can find it at MotownTravel.com. A beautiful picture book that's written in both Chinese and in English to show off what we have to share here in Michigan.
Mm. MEDC CEO Mike Finney has also mentioned that the past two China visits by Governor Snyder have resulted in more direct investment, but he also said that some of the proposed projects require a significant amount of vetting and are not done deals. Can you tell us anything, any insights into this vetting process?
Well, again, you cannot have a one-night stand business-wise with China. This is why the governor's traveling to China. This is his third trip, as you've mentioned. And this is after the previous administration played Peking duck, never traveling to China, the fastest growing large economy in the world, home to one out of every five people on the planet, never, ever engaged China. The governor is laying the groundwork, building what the Chinese refer to as guanqi, relationship building. And that's going to bode well. And I clearly expect that we will see that 22% increase that you've talked about rise and the $1 billion of new investment rise as we lay these relationships for today and tomorrow.
As a guy who spent a number of years in the education sector, Tom, I've got to ask you quickly your response on the color-coded system that the Michigan Department of Education unveiled about a month ago to rate the different school districts. Any particular thoughts on that?
Well, mine is what we need is a very clear system that does not obfuscate for a parent to be able to make their choice. You need to know what's good, what's bad, what is improving. And to that end, if the system creates a transparent system where people understand where there's great education going on, where teaching and learning is happening, that bodes well for our children and our collective future.
Tom Watkins is an education policy and China expert, former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools, and he was recently tapped to run the Detroit Wayne County Community Mental Health Authority. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.